ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो वी आर सीइंग दि फोर्थ मंत्र इन दि सेकेंड सेक्शन ऑफ केनोपनिषद the most significant mantra because there is a revelation of knowledge of Brahman, that Brahman is available for recognition only in one's own mind as the very self. So to say the mantra first, Pratibodha viditam matam. Amrutattvam hi vindate. Atmana vindate viryam. Vidyaya vindate amrutam. As we have seen earlier, this fourth mantra being the most significant mantra, the first quarter of the mantra, Pratibodha Viditam Matam alone is the, that part alone is the most significant part in this mantra. And here the rest of the pages, the rest of the words in the mantra are only expansion of the vision revealed by that particular portion, particular part of the mantra. And we have seen why this is significant. As I said, this mantra reveals the method of arriving at the Brahman. How to recognize Brahman? Why this question came? Because Brahman is imperceptible. Brahman is viditata aviditata adhi. Brahman is different from, distinct from the known, actually, and the knowable, the unknown, which means Brahman is not objectifiable. If Brahman is not objectifiable, knowledge of anything requires the process of objectification. And without involving the process of objectification, how to arrive at Brahman? And for this question, Upanishad presents the answer in this mantra. If Brahman is not available for objectification, not objectifiable, not perceptible, definitely Brahman is not an object of knowledge, but it's available for recognition as the very subject of knowledge, which means as the very surupam of the I, the knower, as the very self, it is available for recognition. If it is available, it is said to be available for recognition as the very surupam of the I, the knower. And where is it available? Only in one's own mind. Therefore, it is said here. How is it available here? We saw. To understand that how Brahman is available for recognition in one's own mind as the very self, to know that Upanishad states, talks about the very, Upanishad reveals that available as the very, the manifest knowledge in every vritti, recognition. Therefore, what? Therefore, without the mind, without the presence of the thoughts and mind, recognition of Brahman is not possible. And last class, I told you these three words in Sanskrit. Consciousness, Brahman, is what now? Abhivyangyam. And mind is the abhivyanjakam. Mind is the manifester, and consciousness is the manifested or manifest. And here, the abhivyaktihi, manifestation, is possible only if the manifesting medium, the mind, is available. So the consciousness, for it to be recognized, it must be manifest. For the consciousness to be manifest, there must be the mind, the manifesting medium. Therefore, recognition of the mind, when the mind is absent, is not possible. So recognition of consciousness is not possible when the mind is absent. The mind is not there. Therefore, effort to knock off the mind in order to arrive at the consciousness, the Brahman, is not a really not appropriate thing to do. It's not inappropriate, it's a foolish thing to do, because we'll never arrive at consciousness in the absence of mind. Isn't it? Even that, for example, even in sleep, even for a short while, when the mind is not non-functional, vrittis are not available, even then we lose what? You are not aware. You are not aware of. There is no recognition is not possible. Recognition of consciousness is not possible when it does not manifest. In sleep, consciousness is very much present. It is very much existent. Consciousness is existence there, existent there. But still it is non-recognizable. Why? Because it is not manifest in my dream. Why? Because the vrittis are not there. Is it clear? Otherwise, everybody can be put to sleep, and then we can teach Vedanta if it is available. We don't need to work very hard. All of you, as soon as you come to the class and give some sedative, put all of you, knock all of you off and give some bits for all of you to sleep, and come and teach. Then Vedanta we can teach. Is it possible? It's not possible, isn't it? Which means mind is very much important for recognizing the reality Brahman there. This way, even though consciousness is self-effulgent reality, but for to be recognized, it needs to manifest. And for a consciousness to manifest, it is dependent on the mind. But the very mind is what? Prakasham manaha is dependent on the prakashaka chaitanyam, is it? For illumination. Now, the illumined mind is dependent on consciousness for illumination. Every thought is dependent on consciousness for illumination. Whereas consciousness is not dependent on mind for existence, but for manifestation is dependent on mind. This is my important lesson we saw last class. Again, why this topic came into our discussion last class? Because when the Upanishad says consciousness is available only in the mind for recognition, okay, Brahman is available. Brahman is a limitless reality, the truth of the universe. Is available for recognition only in one's own mind as the very self. When it is said, then the doubt comes for mainly for the Vedanta students, that what we may have to knock off the mind. Why this doubt comes, that also we saw last class. We had a new lesson, isn't it? Because when the consciousness is manifest in the mind, it is relatively given the name, what? Chidabhasaha, manifest consciousness. Isn't it? So the consciousness obtaining in the mind is given the name manifest consciousness, Chidabhasaha. Therefore, people think, oh, the consciousness available in the mind is only Chidabhasaha. Therefore, but we are not interested in Chidabhasa, because knowledge of Chidabhasa will not free me from bondage. Knowledge of Chitta alone will free me from bondage. Therefore, for me to serve, get my purpose served, I need to know the Chitta, not the Chidabhasaha. So I'm not interested in the Chidabhasaha. I need to know what the Chitta is. So how to know Chitta then? Which means, it is because of the mind alone, consciousness gets the, consciousness, the Chidabhasa is there. If the mind is not there, consciousness is chit only. Only in association with the mind, being manifest in the mind, consciousness gets the name Chidabhasaha, reflected consciousness or manifest consciousness. Therefore, Chidabhasaha minus mind alone is chit. Therefore, to get the chit, to knock off the chit, what should I do? I should knock off the mind also. But when you really, really remove the mind, when you put the mind, you put all the thoughts to sleep, then you will have pure, unmixed consciousness, chit. That is their understanding. But if the mind is knocked off, if all the thoughts are, mind being knocked off means thoughts being knocked off. Thoughts are knocked off, then what will not be there? Manifestation. If manifestation is not there, how can they recognize consciousness? Isn't it? They can't recognize. Therefore, what it said here, we need not really remove the mind, undo the mind, retaining the mind. Retaining the Chidabhasaha. We had to, rediscover Chit by intellectually, isn't it? Intellectually removing the thought, not physically. Is it clear? Really speaking, there is no such a thing called manifest consciousness. There is always only pure, there is only consciousness. The Chidabhasaha, reflected consciousness or manifest consciousness, is only a name given to the same consciousness in the presence of the mind. Like how the light before the mic was brought here also, light is the light. Light was the light. Even in the presence of the mic also, light is the light. There is no change or anything on the part of the light. But light in the absence of mic is what? Light. Light in the presence of the mic is said to be what now? From the standpoint of the mic, the light is given the name reflected light. Is there a reflected light? No. It only because the presence of mind helps you, presence of opaque thing helps you recognize the light as the illuminator of the mic. In the absence of mic, the light is present, but you are not recognizing light as the illuminator. Is it clear now? So light is always there. See, subtle point I'm telling. Light is always there. before the opaque things are brought here, light is there. After the opaque things are brought, also light is here. But what is that newly? How then, in the presence of the light, opaque, light is recognizable? In the absence of the light, how light is non-recognizable? In the presence of the opaque, the new state is given to the light. What is that? Illuminated. Status. In the absence of the opaque, the status is not there. With the status, recognizable. Without the status, non-recognizable. The status, isn't it? Recognizing a point here. So here also, consciousness is always there. Isn't it? The presence of vritti is, it what now? It as the knower of vrittis, experiencer of vrittis, illuminator of vrittis, with the status recognizable. In the absence of thoughts, you know, without the status, illuminator status, it becomes the non-recognizable. Hope you understood it. Okay, therefore, it's only the that's why it's available always. So without undoing the thoughts, without trying, making any effort to undo the thoughts, retaining the thoughts, retaining the manifest consciousness, you had to cognitively understand Chidabhasaha is nothing but Chit temporarily, getting the name Chidabhasaha because of, the manifestation in a given mind. We saw last class. Sarve pratyayaha vishayi bhavanti yasya sa atma sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. All the thoughts are objects of knowledge of atma, of the consciousness. The consciousness is what? No, atma. And the atma, the consciousness alone, sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. Now, it knows all the thoughts. Knows all, when I say consciousness knows all the thoughts means, knowing is what? It's like saying sun illumines the opaque objects means. I can say sun illumines everything, but illumination is not an action. Is it? Like saying Swamini eats biscuits. Means eating is an action here. Whereas illumining had an action. Similarly, consciousness, Atma knows all the thoughts. Sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. It knows all the thoughts means knowing is not an action. But its mere presence illumines all the thoughts. Illumining the thoughts is what? Knowing. Therefore, sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. Therefore, sarva pratyadarshi, the knower, the illuminator of all the vrittis of the mind. And that Atma is what? Chit Chakti Swarupa Matraha. The pure consciousness alone. And here, therefore, that pure consciousness, Atma, Pratyayaihi Yeva. I told you last time to underline that. Remember, Pratyayaihi Yeva means only with the help of thoughts alone. Only with the thoughts, along with the thoughts. Pratyayeshu avisishtataya lakshyate. Pratyayeshu avisishtataya. Pratyayeshu means visishteshu pratyayeshu. In all the variable changing vrittis, avisishtataya invariably recognized. Is it clear? Why? Because I explained to you last class itself, cognition, I tell you, when you talk about any emotion, every experience, for example, jealousy. You talk about jealousy, either your jealousy. No, don't, that's not first. You cannot talk about others, no? Jealousy, hatred, anger, anxiety, tension, fear. Everything is what? Anything you say is experience. Subtle experience. All the emotions. Understand. I know. I cognize. I experience. In every, when I say everything, every experience is what? Every bit of knowledge, every cognition is mixture of two aspects. What is that? Vrittihi plus consciousness. The consciousness with the vritti gets the name manifest consciousness, chidabhasaha. Consciousness without vrittihi is what? Chit. But without vritti, non-recognizable. With vritti, recognizable. But what should we do here now? No? Therefore, but what is changing here is a vritti. What is unchanging is consciousness. Therefore, he says, the pratyayeshu, in every thought, in every experience in the form of a thought, in every knowledge, in every cognition in the form of a thought. And what are those thoughts? Because they're all different thought objects, are not different thoughts. Different, therefore, we in pratyayeshu is a plural word there. Why? The thoughts are many and varied. In all those various variable thoughts, avisishtataya, invariably, present is what? This consciousness. Is what lakshyate, is recognized. You know, you intellectually separate and know that consciousness to be what now? Atma, Brahman. Now, having said this, Shankara has made very clear, na anyat dwaram atmanaha vijnanaya. So authentic statement, authoritative statement. Na dwaram anyate. There is no other way atmanaha jnanaya for knowing Brahman, for recognizing Brahman. This is the only reason Pujya Swamiji always says there's no realization. Now you can understand how the word realization is wrong. Yeah? You get it? Only now you understand. Why recognition? Why not realization? See, so much you had to understand to know expression being wrong also. Okay. Therefore, now having said this much, now we go to the new lesson today. Ataha pratyaya pratyagatmataya viditam brahma yada tada tanmatam tat samyak darshanam ityartaha. Okay. In this one line, that word matam in that sentence. Pratibodha viditam matam. That matam is taken here and he says, what is that matam? Here, there's said to be the vision. A vision. If there is no other way to know Brahman, then how should we, that's why he says here, therefore, because there's no other way to recognize Brahman, pratyaya pratyagatmataya yada viditam Brahma. Yada, when Brahma, viditam known. When Brahman is known, when Brahman is recognized. What is Brahman here? Limitless reality which lends existence to the entire cosmos. Okay, when that limitless reality which lends existence to the cosmos is known, recognized, known, where is it known? Pratyayeshu. Pratyaya. Pratyagatmataya. Only in the form of innermost essence. Pratyagatma means innermost essence. Pratyagatmata, innermost essence, necessary. Pratyagatmataya, as the innermost essence. Of what? Innermost essence of every thought. Pratyaya pratyagatma means innermost essence of every thought is called no, pratyaya pratyagatma. So pratyaya pratyagatmataya means as the innermost essence of every thought means every experience. What? When Brahman is recognized. Okay? Because he explained, when Brahman is recognized, tada, only then, tadmatam. Tadmatam is what now? What is tadmatam? Here. That is said to be what now? Samyak darshanam. That is what is said to be right knowledge, right perception of the self. That is the correct knowledge of the self. So here, are we doing anything here? Nothing. All that we do is, our conclusion alone is revised. We are not doing anything differently. There is only revised conclusion. Whatever you have conclusion, you have revised the conclusion. Is it? About the self. We only changed our perspective. We shifted our perception from the thought to the consciousness. Okay, then understand, if consciousness is unchanging, invariable, thoughts are variable. Therefore, what is that innermost essence of every thought? Consciousness. How? You see, when there cannot be any thought without I being there. Isn't it? Aham. When you say, that's why aham, I, and know, or I experience, I know, must be there before anything to be there. Take for example, first now, I am, then I know. How can you know if you are not there? Before I am, first, then comes what? I No. This is what we said, Janamiti. I am, I know. I know means I experience, isn't it? I experience what? Hatred, anger, jealousy, knowledge, ignorance, fear, confusion, all these vrittis. Not only internally, also externally. What do you perceive? I know. I can see, I can hear, I can smell, I can taste, I can touch. All the powers you know. I experience all the powers. Not only them. Through the senses, I know the external world. I know there is light. I know there are people. I know there are colors. I know that there are sounds. I know. Isn't it? Don't say that, but isn't it your experience? Which means, in all of these things actually, all the whole that you perceive externally are all in the form of thoughts alone. What you see inside alone, you see outside. No, the externally what you perceive, to be frank, is exactly what you perceive in the form of thoughts. You cannot perceive anything different from what you perceive inside. Know that? The whole jagat is in the form of thoughts alone. Let the jagat be so vast. So what? This jagat cannot be if there is no cognition in my mind. Is it clear? And the cognition is what? That vritti should arise. Where does the vritti rises from? No? Vritti is the mind. And in that, just the vritti by itself, can it become cognition? No. Okay, the mic is by itself. So what? It will not shine. It has to shine. It has to be illumined. There must be light. Similarly, the vritti by itself, what? Cannot, its inert vritti cannot shine by itself. So it must be brought to light. It has to shine. There must be illumination for which there must be what? Consciousness. And there must be, does consciousness also come newly? No. Consciousness does not come and go. It's always there. Isn't it? Permanently. Therefore, this consciousness being always there, vrittis alone come, vrittis alone go. When the vrittis come, they shine. They're illumined. Vrittis are not there, they're not illumined. Is it clear now? Not there means consciousness remains as without this status. Therefore, we say here, sarva pratyaya pratyagatmataya means as the innermost essence of every thought. Pratyaya means thought. Pratyagatma, innermost essence. Pratyaya pratyagatmataya, as the innermost essence of every vritti. You know, without undoing the vritti. We can't undo the vrittis also. But without making any effort, working very hard to practice meditation, to put the thoughts to sleep. Work very hard, because meditation is such a, isn't it? Working very hard to put the thoughts to sleep. Then, you know, no. Retaining, shravanam is important. Systematic study is important. Retaining the thoughts, retaining the manifestation of consciousness, that manifest consciousness is nothing but consciousness. The illuminator lighty, illuminator of the mic is the light. Isn't it? Like that? The knower of the thought, illuminator of every thought, no? The illumining is in a light of thought is consciousness. So, pratyaya pratyagatmataya eva yada brahma viditam. When Brahman is recognized as the innermost means illumining, okay? Innermost essence of every thought. Tada tanmatam tat samyak darshanam iti. Only then the revised conclusion alone is said to be appropriate, correct knowledge, right perception of the self. Nothing is to be put to sleep, nothing is to be removed, nothing needs to be brought in, nothing needs. Perspective change alone is required. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, Ataha pratyaya pratyagatmataya viditam brahma yada tada tanmatam tat samyak darshanam tanmatam. Tanmatam yavar tat samyak darshanam. Only then it is said to be known well. Tanmatam means what? Tat samyak darshanam. Tanmatam means that is what is correct knowledge. Iti artaha. Tanmatam is equal to tat samyak darshanam. Okay. Now, he goes further. Sarva pratyaya darshitve.
Sarva pratyaya darshitve.
Sarva pratyaya darshitve.
Sarva pratyaya darshitve.
Cha.
Upajanana.
Upajanana.
Apaya.
Varjita.
Varjita.
Dikswarupata.
Dikswarupata.
Nityatvam,
nityatvam,
Vishuddha Swarupatvam,
Vishuddha Swarupatvam,
Atmatvam,
Atmatvam,
Nirvisheshata,
Nirvisheshata,
Ekatvam cha,
Ekatvam cha,
Sarvabhuteshu,
Sarvabhuteshu,
Siddham Bhavet,
Siddham Bhavet.
Then, in this sentence, the nature of the consciousness is revealed here. Sarva pratyaya darshitve means, no, sarva pratyaya darshi, you take, then understand the meaning. Then you can see the meaning of the nouns, okay? Sarva pratyaya darshi. I mean what now? The illuminator of all the thoughts, knower of all the thoughts. There is no knower other than consciousness in any mind. Knower of all the thoughts implies what? Knower of all the states of mind also. Whatever vritti is there, that vritti is illumined in whichever state. Suppose in dream you have the only mind projected, no, the thoughts are there. Those thoughts are illumined in dream. Is it thoughts alone or thoughts are, no? Thoughts of what? Thoughts of your own previous experiences when they arrive. Those thoughts are illumined. In waking, what happens? In waking, all the thoughts arise, those thoughts are illumined. And then in deep sleep state, only two vrittis are there. Asukha vritti, ajnana vritti. In deep sleep state, how many thoughts are there? In deep sleep state also is said to be an experience, isn't it? What do you experience in deep sleep state? Sukham and ajnanam. So the sukha vritti, ajnana vritti. The two thoughts are there. And that is illumined. Therefore, whatever thoughts are, and those thoughts are illumined here. Sarva pratyaya darshi, illuminator of all the vrittis. Which means different states of mind. Sarva pratyaya darshi is none other than consciousness. What is consciousness here? The limitless reality Brahman alone is available for recognition in your own mind as what? The consciousness, illumining consciousness. There is no Brahman, there is no reality other than consciousness. And there is no knower other than consciousness. Consciousness is, Brahman is, consciousness is what? And then Brahman is consciousness, and the illuminator of thoughts is other than that Brahman consciousness alone. Sarva Pratya Darshi, then Cha, and Upajanana. Upajananam means birth. Upajananam means coming into existence. Upajananam means arrival. Then Apayaha means departure, death, going away. Apayaha. Agama Apayi, you would have heard about it in Bhagavad Gita, this word. Upajananam Apayaha means birth and death or arrival and departure. Barjita Upajananam Apayaha. In compound word, Varjita means devoid of, without. Upajanana Apaya Varjita means what now? Varjitaha Atma. Varjitam Chaitanyam. So this Brahman reality is available for recognition as consciousness in your mind, as the innermost essence of every thought, as the illuminator of the thought is what? Is free from arrival and departure. It never comes and goes, isn't it? But what comes and goes? Vrittis come and go. With vrittis arrive and vrittis depart. But consciousness does not come and does not go. Therefore, Upajanana Apaya Varjita. Varjitaha Atma. It's okay. Driksvarupam. Driksvarjita. Driksvarupaha. Upajanana Apaya Varjita. Driksvarupaha means one who is of the nature of knowing. One who is of the nature of consciousness. Atma, Brahman, is of the nature of consciousness, knowing. Which means one who is of the nature of knowing. Drik is swarupam. One who, because drik means seer, isn't it? And the seer status is because of what? Seeing, isn't it? And the seeing is what? Is it an action? No, swarupam. Drigeva natu drishyate. Where do you study? Drik drishya viveka. No? Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. No? There you saw drigeva natu drishyate means what? Atma is never the drishyam, ever the drik. Drik swarupam. Seeing, knowing is not an action. The mere presence. So that which is of the nature of knowing, that by which mere presence knows, illumines the thoughts without the arriving, departing thoughts. It illumines how? Without arriving and departing, remaining there permanently. That is the meaning what? Upajanana Apaya Varjita Dikswarupaha, second word. Sarva Pratyadarshi, number one. Upajana Apaya Varjita Dikswarupaha, second. The noun I'll explain to you later on again. Then therefore what? If it is devoid of, it is free from arrival and departure, then what is it then? Eternal. Therefore Nityaha. Nitya, isn't it? Now you're only seeing the consciousness here. Not only consciousness, Brahma, you heard, say what now? I also. I am consciousness, which is free from the arriving, departing vrittis. I self am consciousness, which is of the nature of knowing, ever available as what? You know, ever remaining. I'm there always. That's the meaning. Then, Nityaha. Then Vishuddha Swarupaha. Vishuddha Swarupatvam is there. I'm first take a letter. Vishuddha Swarupaha. ஆத்மா விசுத்த ஸ்வரூபா. விசுத்த மீன் வாட்டம் சுத்த ஸ்வரூபா மீன்ஸ் பியூர். நவ் தி பியூரிட்டி, இட் இஸ் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பியூரிட்டி மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ் விசுத்த மீன்ஸ் விசேஷன சுத்த மீன்ஸ் எவர் பியூர். எவர் பியூர் மீன்ஸ் வி ஹேட் டாக் அபவுட் வாட் வாட் அபவுட் தி ஜெலசி ஹேட்ரட் ஆங்கர் ஷட் மலம் ஷட் ரிப்பவஹா ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் ஆர் வாட் நவ் ஆல் ஆர் விருத்திஸ் யூனோ. பட் வாட் அபவுட் தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அப்டைனிங் இன் தோஸ் விருத்திஸ் பியூர். Consciousness, isn't it? Actually, jealousy means what? Jealousy, vritti plus consciousness. Anger means what? Consciousness plus anger, vritti. Fear means what? Consciousness plus fear, vritti. Desire means what? Consciousness plus desire, vritti. It's like saying, you know, mic shines means what? Opaque mic plus a light mic shines. Light plus opaque laptop is what? Laptop shines. Book, opaque book, light plus opaque book is equal to what? Book shines. So jealousy shine, jealousy is, anger is, desire is, fear is means what? Consciousness plus that vritti. And so he says here, therefore, but vritti consciousness is free. Consciousness is ever pure. Consciousness is, does not have anger, fear, jealousy, etc. It's ever pure. Therefore, clean, untainted light. Therefore, Vishuddha Swarupaha. Then, Atma. Why here? What is that Brahman? We are talking the nature of the Brahman here. Who is Brahman? The absolute reality, no? Which lends existence to the entire cosmos, that limitless reality is what? Pratyaya, no? Sarva Pratyaya Darshi. That Brahman is the knower of, illuminator of every thoughts in your mind. First thing. Then that Brahman, that consciousness is what now here. First we say here. Is Upajanana Apaya Varjita Driksvarupaha. And all that the Brahman, Nityaha, then Vishuddha Swarupaha. Okay, we'll talk about all this now. The Brahman, the reality is of the nature of, no, that consciousness, it is purity, everything. Who is that Brahman? Say, I am Atma. Okay? The very self, very I. Because always we talk about Brahman, consciousness, you forget yourself. Isn't it? What is a consciousness? I. There is no I, Atma, other than Brahma. What is that which is expressed as I? Wrong identity is a problem, that's okay. But actually I is what? What is really I? Atma. That's why he points out here. First he said all these words, okay? Brahma Sarva Pratya Darshi. Brahman is what? Upajanana Apaya Varjita Diksvarupaha Swarupam. Brahman Nityam, Brahman Vishuddha Swarupam. Then what? Atma, I. Therefore, I am, I the self am, Brahman. I am the consciousness. I am consciousness. I am Brahman. Atma. Then, nirviseshata.
Nirviseshata
is another word. It is nirvisesham Brahma. First, you understand it as an individual, the definite word, then I'll put them all together. నిర్విశేషం బ్రహ్మ, సర్వప్రత్యదర్శి, ఉపజననాపాయ వర్జిత దృక్స్వరూపం, నిత్యం విశుద్ధస్వరూపం, ఆత్మ విశుద్ధస్వరూపం, దెన్ ఆత్మా, దెన్ నిర్విశేషం బ్రహ్మ. నిర్విశేషం పట్టడం, ఇట్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ. విశేషం మీన్స్ వాట్? సవిశేషం ఆర్ విశేషం మీన్స్ యునో ఇట్ ఇస్, ఇట్ హాస్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ, ఇస్నట్ ఇట్? బట్ నిర్విశేషం మీన్స్ ఇట్ హాస్ నో ఇండివిజువాలిటీ. బ్రహ్మన్ హాస్ నో ఇండివిజువాలిటీ, విచ్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ది డిఫరెన్సెస్. Brahman is free from all the differences, therefore no individuality. Brahman, I has no individuality. I, the consciousness, has no individuality. Therefore nirvisesham, there is no differences, no specific qualities. Nirvisesham, then ఏకం, అండ్ దిస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ ఫ్రీ, ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఫ్రీ రియాలిటీ ఇస్ వాట్? ఏకం, వన్. వై వన్? యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే సెకండ్లెస్. దెర్ఫోర్ వాట్? డోంట్ థింక్ ఇన్ మైండ్, బికాస్ వీ టాక్ అబౌట్ ది కాన్షియస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రికగ్నిషన్ ఇన్ యూ డోంట్ మైండ్ యాజ్ ది వెరీ సెల్ఫ్ వెన్ యూ సే అహం బ్రహ్మన్ దెన్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ వాట్ అబౌట్ అదర్స్, ఇస్ ఇట్? సర్వభూతేషు దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ వాట్ నౌ, ఇన్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ, వితౌట్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్సెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ వాట్ నౌ? ఆల్ ద బీయింగ్స్ ఈక్వలీ, సర్వభూతేషు బ్రహ్మ అస్తి ఇతి నో సిద్ధం భవతి భవేత్. ఇట్ బికమ్ వెరీ క్లియర్. ఓకే, దిస్ ఆర్ ద వర్డ్స్ యూ వాంట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. నౌ ఐ పుట్ ఇట్ కరెక్ట్లీ హియర్ అగైన్ టు ద హియర్ ఐఎమ్ షూర్ యూ మస్ట్ బి రిమెంబరింగ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవద్గీత. నో వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్డ్? శుని చైవ స్వపాకే చ నో బ్రాహ్మణీ గవిహస్తి, శుని చైవ స్వపాకే చ పండితా సమదర్శిన, గవి హస్తిని శుని స్వపాకే చ పండితాః సమదర్శిన. ది వైస్ పీపుల్ సీ ఆల్ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ బీయింగ్స్, ఆల్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్ బట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ వన్. పండితః గవి, కౌ, శుని ఇన్ ఎ డాగ్, స్వపాకః ద డాగ్ ఈటర్, బ్రాహ్మణః ద హైలీ డిసిప్లిన్డ్ వైస్ పర్సన్, ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ పండితాః సమదర్శినః. ద వైస్ పీపుల్ సీ ద సేమ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, ఈవెన్ దో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్. వన్ ఈస్ ఎ డాగ్ ఈటర్, వన్ ఈస్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణః. But still, all are not equal, but all are one. From which standpoint? From the standpoint of reality. Like this, in Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses wherein the sameness of reality in everything is presented, isn't it? సుహృన్ మిత్రార్యుదాసీన మధ్యస్థద్వేష బంధుషు. వి హావ్ మెనీ వర్సెస్, మెనీ వర్సెస్ ఆర్ దర్ వెరిన్ ది ఆత్మా బీయింగ్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద బీయింగ్స్. సో ద డిఫరెన్సెస్, ది ఈక్వల్ థింగ్స్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? The minds, the intellects, the bodies, the standpoint of the truth of essential reality, essential nature of everything, the consciousness, all are one and the same, even though all are not equal. This is called samadrishti. Therefore, Brahman here enjoying that status is presented here with the noun form. In the noun form, actually, see, sarva pratyaya darshitvam upajanana apaya varjita dikswarupatvam or swarupata nityatvam vishuddha rupatvam atmatvam visheshata or visheshatvam ekatvam cha sarvabhuteshu siddham bhavet. Now, Brahman enjoying the status of being the illuminator of all the thoughts and all the minds, Brahman enjoys the status of being the knower always, the unchanging knower in all the changing, arriving, departing thoughts, and Brahman being eternal, and Brahman being pure, being free from all impurities. The Brahman enjoying the status of being even what now? You being the status of I, Atma, Self, of everything. And Brahman enjoying the status of not being an individual also. And Brahman having not individual, Brahman being, enjoying the status of the oneness. And all of them, all these, the nature of this Brahman is what now? Sarva bhuteshu siddham bhavati, siddham bhavet. Becomes clear. This being the nature of Brahman, this being the nature of Brahman becomes clear only when you recognize Brahman. How you can recognize Brahman only in your mind. You can recognize Brahman in your mind only when the thoughts are there. Only when Brahman becomes manifest. Therefore, don't make any efforts to don't work very hard to practice meditation, to put the thoughts to sleep, to go and catch hold of Brahman. And the more you put the thoughts to sleep, you will have to be playing hide and seek with Brahman. You will never be winner of the game. He will be hiding. Okay? This is what is revealed here. Got it today? Correctly? Because for your sake, I really took all the nouns. I took them as adjectives. And then I explained every word. Then I put them together as then from now. Is it clear? And here, here we have to stop and have to understand something. Why then we give these two different names as Chit and Chidabhasaha for Brahman? Why Chidabhasaha name at all should be given? Why confuse them? It only Vedanta uses this word. Then people get confused about it. If we're not exposed to that word, then we are happy. I am very lucky that Pooja Swamiji never told me this. Really, for me, for a long time, I never heard this word. And one day I thought, when I was studying, that's it. Remember, he never used this. Maybe he would have. Then I was, my God, Swamiji made this teaching so clear for me without any difficulty. Because why? No? I say, there are reasons here. See, in Ajnani or Jnani, whether one is a wise person or ignorant person, in all of them, consciousness is always there. In every experience, consciousness is there. Only thing is, in a wise person, consciousness is recognized. In an Ajnani, consciousness is not distinguished and recognized. Isn't it? Undistinguished, when the non-distinguished cannot be recognized, isn't it? Distinguished and recognized. It's only different. Otherwise, in sleep, whether a wise person or ignorant person, in sleep, all are the same. When ignorant person is asleep, wise person is asleep, and you can't say, the one who is awake can say, wise person is sleeping, ignorant person is sleeping. Once you fall asleep, there is no difference. Similarly, in whether ignorant person or wise person, all of them, the reality is the same. But here, so where is the consciousness? Where is this consciousness? Is it located in the mind? When you say consciousness is available for recognition only in the mind, only in the mind, is it located there? Like, you know, this purse is available only in the spire court, means located, isn't it? It is located there. Therefore, it is not located. Physical body is located. Mind is located. But Atma Chaitanyam is what? Non-locatable. But non-locatable consciousness, when it is seemingly located in the presence of the mind, gets the name Chidabhasaha. Non-locatable Chaitanyam, the Chit gets the name Chidabhasaha when it is seemingly located in the presence of the mind. Okay. There is no Chidabhasa, only Chit. This is number one thing you have to remember. Then we say, when you say, I am the knower, if you say consciousness is I, or I am consciousness, when you say, then what happens? Is there coming and going then? The eternal Chit, Chaitanyam, the consciousness, seemingly, there is seeming arrival and departure. Because of what? The seeming arrival and departure on the part of I. Because of the arrival and departure of the mind. There is no real, isn't it? Otherwise, because we have to ask about it, isn't it? Am I there or not? Is it always there? This we have to think about it, isn't it? The consciousness, I am always there. But seemingly, there is seeming arrival and departure. When, because of the arrival and departure of the mind, when this I, the consciousness also, said to have seeming, said to be seemingly arriving and departing, gets the name Chidabhasaha. Hope you understand it. Therefore, Chit, consciousness, doesn't come and doesn't go. If I am consciousness, in whose presence, non-arriving, non-departing, eternally in-existing consciousness, you know, the mind comes and goes. Isn't it? Therefore, what now? That consciousness also, what now? Obtaining the mind is said to be having seeming arrival and departure. There's no real arrival and departure on the part of the consciousness. But difficult for us to, all has to be separate from what? Aham vritti, I am, is cognition. There remove the vritti. Vritti comes, I am. Vritti goes. What goes? You are still there. Cognition goes. Reflecting medium is taken away, still your face is. Reflection goes. Unfortunately, reflection is transactable. Is it clear? It's typically like when the mirror is taken away, reflection of your face goes. Don't take again consciousness reflected there. I only manifestation. I'm just using. Don't ever stretch the example. Example understood this bit and then leave it there itself. See, we all understand very well. Now the problem for us, we are not able to shift the eye from the very vritti. The aham is just the aham. It's just the cognition. And in the cognition also, What two things are involved, isn't it? One is what? Vritti, aham vritti. I thought, consciousness with the I thought is what? Manifest knowledge, vritti jnanam. Consciousness minus vritti is what? Shuddham, pure consciousness. Can you separate it? If it is only pure consciousness, non-recognizable. You need the mirror for you to see your eyes. See, use the mirror, see your eyes, how they look. Then remove the mirror. This is how my eyes look. Like that. Now, use the vritti. Understand yourself, recognize yourself, then be yourself. That's what be thyself. Sit here. Now leave other. Now he says sarva pratya darshi. Sarva pratya pratyagatma. Essence of every thought is consciousness only. But it's not available there. Even in the mind, okay. You come to your own first I thought. Even all other thoughts are evident to you. Isn't it? Come to I thought. This way always I used to say before, the dead end of the mind. You know, without the I thought, no other thought can be there. Without the I thought, I cognition is not possible. Without I cognition, when I say thought plus consciousness, isn't it? Consciousness is always there. Thought comes, cognition. Thought goes, no cognition. In no cognition, recognition is not possible. When the cognition is there, recognition of consciousness is possible. Okay, in non-cognition, recognition is not possible. Got it now? Therefore, this is called cognitive shifting. cognitive filtering, real shifting. And aham vritti yukta chaitanyam is what? Aham vritti yukta chaitanyam, I cognition, is it? Aham asmi iti jnanam. So, because the vrittis come and go, therefore what now? The consciousness gets the name manifest consciousness. Therefore, the seemingly, is it? The seeming arrival and departure of I. There's no I doesn't come and go. I am always. I do not come and go. Actually, I will make it to consciousness, okay? I don't come and go, but I am always. What comes and goes is what? Vrittis. When the vrittis come, I seemingly, isn't it? I seemingly becomes located. Is it clear now? Therefore, when the vritti goes, there is no, there is only seeming arrival and departure. Because of the arrival and departure of the vrittis. I, the Atma, the consciousness, does not come and go. You do not recognize yourself as I or I am when there is no manifesting medium. But does not mean you are not there. You are there without knowing, recognizing yourself. Or you are there recognizing, knowing yourself. When are you without recognizing yourself? When the vrittis are not there. When the vrittis are there, you recognize yourself. It's typically like when a mirror is there, you see your eyes. Your eyes see themselves. The mirror is not there, eyes do not see themselves. But eyes do not become non-existent. You see yourself, recognize yourself. You recognize your existence when there is a vritti. You, without recognizing your existence, you are there as the pure existence when the vritti is not there. But we don't want to remain non-recognized. That's the problem, isn't it? Got it now? Sort of getting. So here is the reason Chidabhasaha. Okay, mainly then what we have to say. This, therefore, if you see the consciousness as the, you know, man. If you understand the chit, the chaitanyam, is manifested by the mind, then it is only seemingly located. If you think consciousness is, you know, located in the mind, then for you really located. Manifested by the mind or located in the mind. There's a big difference. Is chaitanyam located in the mind or is it manifested by the mind? Okay? When you do not understand, if you think consciousness is located in the mind, then there's a chidabhasa. If it is manifested by the mind, it is only chit. Hope you get it. Understand? This is the big difference. Not located, but manifested. Okay. Now, let me do all the one sentence, let me say and finish it. Lakshana Bheda Abhavat. Lakshana Bheda Abhavat. Lakshanam. No. The specific form being not there. Because it's non-locatable also. The differentiating specific things being not there. Abhavat. Vyomni iva ghata giri guhadishu bhavati. Vyomni. Vyoma means space, sky, space or space actually. Vyomni, ghata, giri, guha. Ghataha means spot, girihi means mountain. You know, guha is a cave. In all these different types of enclosures, different types of, you know, covering areas, in all of them, what is one thing which is there equally? Indivisibly. Now what lakshanam does the space have? What specific thing does the space have? Specific mark does the space have? Nothing. And how the space is? Whether does the space have inside, outside, above, under, below, near, far? All these terms where can you use? Near, far, above, under, below, beneath, outside, inside, here, there. All these words are relative terms. But no words can be used for space. No? You talk about inside, outside from the standpoint of the enclosures or enclosing, enclosed, no, objects existing in very space. Where the walls stand, there itself space is. The space themselves stand in, say the walls themselves stand in space. You see the mountain occupying the space. In fact, inside the mountain there is space or not? Inside means what? Impenetrable the mountain you think. Because our body can't enter. But the air enters and comes out. In fact, space in and through the mountain spaces, inside the cave spaces, outside the cave spaces, the very cave enclosures stand what now? The walls stand in the very space only. You know, but still, space, because space is not located in the pot. Space is not located in the mountain or in a cave. Not located. In fact, all these enclosures or themselves are located in the very space. Therefore, those enclosing things which seemingly the enclosing is what now? They're seemingly enclosing the space. They're not really enclosing the space, is it? Nothing is really enclosing the space, seemingly enclosing. But still, if we talk about the space enclosed to space, is there enclosed to space and then unenclosed to space? Enclosed to space is the name given to the non-enclosable space. Enclosed space is the name given to the non-enclosable space. Is it what? For the seeming enclosure, the enclosure is what known as seeming, not real. But seems to be enclosed. The seeming enclosure, isn't it? because a seeming enclosure, the non-enclosable space is given the name enclosed space. In fact, there is no enclosed space. There is only space. You know, and that space is one indivisible, partless, difference-free space. Like that. His example, Shankara's example. Like that. This Brahman, the reality, limitless reality, is nothing but consciousness. Brahman, the reality, the existence of the universe, is nothing but consciousness. And that Brahman is available for recognition as consciousness only in the mind. Now, as the invariably present I in all the variable thoughts. And that consciousness is what now? Like that, all the different minds. We can't say different part spaces located. You can't say that. Consciousness is not located in different minds. Okay? Consciousness, in the consciousness, all the minds come and go. In all the minds which come and go, in that consciousness is manifested by only consciousness, secondless reality. Consciousness is manifested by all the countless minds. Therefore, there are many beings, I. Is it clear now? Because the big thing, people always understand in the beginning, you know, first they come to consciousness, then the doubt comes. Consciousness only, I am consciousness means. What about Keith? He also says I, she also says I. Come on, all the I's are nothing but only one I. Only one I. That is consciousness. The consciousness alone, there is no difference in terms of I. I in every mind is what? Consciousness. Not located, but manifested. Okay, therefore, the Chidabhasa is the name given to consciousness because of the seeming location, not real location. In fact, manifested by the mind. Therefore, it seems to be located. It's not really located. Not in one thing, okay? Therefore, vidita avidita bhyam anyat brahma iti agama vakyartaha evam parishuddha eva upasamhritaha bhavati. Therefore, the because you are close, let me close. This now Brahma. Vidita, avidita, avidita abhyam anyate. Brahman, the reality is distinct from the known and the unknown. That statement wherein, which states that Brahman being available as subject of knowledge in one's own mind as pure consciousness, that teaching, that is what now? Again, reconfirmed and here reinforced. Also what now, actually, it is again, that teaching is again here summed up in this verse. He said here, upasamhritaha. The meaning of the previous mantra is again here summarized, but much clearer, more clearly. It's beautiful, isn't it? Okay, waiting for the question, Arnaji. Come on.
all you say this morning is fine.
Mm.
In its own terms, very clear.
It is no but, there's no class tomorrow, Anji. So I'm glad.
Look at now, it all relies on my understanding better what Vritti is. Because if I were to really understand the consciousness of the substratum of the aham Vritti, I need to be able to differentiate the two. I need to understand what the Vritti is and what as distinct from the consciousness in order to be clear that that is consciousness and that is Vritti. At the moment when I look inside myself now, I see an existence which happens to be talking and thinking and words are coming and I'm aware of my existence, but is that the best that's the aham Vritti? How do I overstep the Vritti and come just to aham?
That which comes and goes is Vritti.
Yes, but...
But when the time it is not there, there's a time it is. And what is that which is there, knowing the aham being not there and being there? That is consciousness. That is the subtlest reality we say. Why do we talk about void? Do we say subtlest? Say aham vrittihi is there or not. When it is there, there is knowledge I am. When the vritti is resolved, there is no recognition that I am. But there is a time you know on waking up from sleep. Yes, the cognition being present is known. I cognition being absent also is known. In sleep, there is no I cognition. You are. I is. But I recognition is not there. I cognition is not there. The knowledge I am is not there. Knowledge is not there. You know what I'm saying? I am itself is knowledge. In sleep, I am, knowledge is not there. In waking, I am, knowledge is. What does it mean here? Why I am, knowledge is, knowledge being there is known. Is it? I am knowledge being not there also is known. Therefore, what we say, when the vritti is, this I am cognition is there. When the vritti is not there, I am cognition is not there. But vritti being there also, this cognition being there also is known. Cognition being not there also is known. That means what? What is that? That something because of whose presence? Vritti being there is known, vritti being not there is known. That is distinct from, not distant, distinct from the vritti. If I say distant, Rajanji, then you can ask, okay, what is that vritti? I'm saying it is not distant. That is why distant, non-distant. But what is it because of whose presence? Aham asmi, jnanam being there, not being there is known. That there is a knower also. That knower is what? Eternal knower, not the relative knower who comes and goes. Even when I is not there. Aham vritti also is not there.
How then do I distinguish that eternal knower from the aham vritti?
Huh?
How do I distinguish the eternal knower from the aham vritti?
That's why the knower... That knower, because of whose presence, there is a knower. You can't say there is no knower in deep sleep state. When the eye cognition is not there.
No. How do I distinguish it now? Now, not in deep sleep state. That's no good thing.
That knower is now available as I am.
But I don't experience it like that.
You can't experience it. That's the problem. I am is experienced... That I am is experienced consciousness. When the experienced consciousness is experienced conscious is what I am knowledge, isn't it? From there, you intellectually only separate the vritti, understand what is his chit.
I can do that, but that doesn't get me anything.
No, don't worry, Arjunji. We have to come tomorrow for the class, you see. To come next week. If you know today itself and finished, Brahmagyani, you will come, go back and won't come back.
I'll come back then.
Say hello.
The thing is, Arjunji, this is how things come. Then with this, the teacher starts and goes back. Okay? Then so it's all go and they come back next class. Come and sit in the class and what is going to be there. The thing is, you have to listen to a lot. It's only now we started. Actually, only now really slowly coming. Because all these days were preparation for this. See, everything, that is why in Shastram, the teaching is very slow and step by step. You know? Because the problem is, somebody asked, I've been listening to Vedanta for so many years, and only today you, Swamiji, told me this. Why did you not tell me this much earlier? I would have understood earlier. Swamiji said, this I've been telling for all these days. If you haven't spent all those years, you wouldn't have understood this today, he said. What does people think? Oh my God, this all. In 1 minute if you told me earlier, then I wouldn't have studied at all, isn't it? Waste all these years. Finished. This is the teaching. Why didn't you not do this teaching much earlier instead of wasting all the time? People always ask this question. It's not one thing. That much of time is required. I tell you, the same thing if I taught you much earlier, definitely you would have stopped coming to the classes. Satyam. You might have felt bored or repeated in the class, but still I know it has to go this way. That intellectual filtering is the job, which is difficult. Don't worry. That teacher will take care of it. How? Intellectual filtering. How? That we in the class keep on listening. Somebody asks Swamiji. Swamiji always tells, no? How many come and listen? How many will be asking questions? How many will answer some questions? And he'll say, Kandir, Papa, Kandir, Kandir. And he'll tell Tamil, no? Keep on listening. Listen. Come to the class, he'll say. People think, as soon as they come, sit, immediately ask, like giving an apple, they want the answer and go back. Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.